WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the one show giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. If you want to jump in and be a part of the show, you can click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. No books to sell, no seminar tickets to peddle, certainly not pushing any financial products. We'll leave that to the other show. Today we'll be talking about insurance planning with Mike Connolly of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They are my independent agent right here in Rutherford County. Independent agents can shop around, get you the best deal, and they also care about getting you the coverages that you need because they don't work for the insurance company. They work for you. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, MIDTNINS group.com. I think I got the website right.
Yes, sir.
Did it to you one more time.
Keeping me on the down low there.
Cut the mic down. 898-0053 is the number of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. You may like your insurance agent. Nothing wrong with that, but I strongly recommend you shop your home and auto life insurance a couple times a year to see if you're getting the best rates because rates change.
Yeah, I don't know about a couple times a year, but fairly quick, each policy period or therefore after, something like that.
Some people will walk across the street and pick up a penny.
That's true. That's the truth. But oftentimes rates won't change twice in a year.
Is there any issue with switching carriers often?
No. We don't recommend doing it unless absolutely necessary, but maybe every 3 years or so, because some carriers do appreciate the longevity and they do rate on longevity with a carrier.
Some don't.
Some don't, so it wouldn't matter.
Some will screw you.
Yep.
The longer you stay.
That's the truth. But at the same time, if you want to be able to be competitive with all carriers, a little bit of longevity doesn't hurt.
So a couple years.
Yeah, a couple, 2-3 years.
Every year would be on the high end. Every 2 or 3 years would be on the lower end.
On the lower end, yeah.
Call your office. You guys will price it up. See if you can get a better deal. Sure. Double check the cover. I assume when people do that, that's the time you ask them the questions to make sure they're not underinsured.
Yeah, a lot of times when we see prior insurance on the auto side and things like that, we will take the liberty of kind of trying to educate you and give you some advice about where your coverage lies, where maybe it should be, or if you're in a good place.
Life changes.
Absolutely.
2 years ago, you bought your policy. You may not have a rental house or had a child or had a teen driver.
Sure.
Got married, divorced.
Lots of different things. Sold a home, bought a home. You were in a renting last year.
Made
now
a
you're
remodel.
Owning. Yeah, any of that kind of thing. And you should have a talk with your agent just to make sure that everything is still where it needs to be.
So give them a call, 898-0053. You do have the deal of the week to get to later in the show.
Sure.
Last week when you were out, I talked about insuring a vacation home.
Sure.
And I have a couple clients that are talking, they're going through this process now, buying or building a vacation home. And I wanted to know some of the concerns that they should be looking out for. Do you guys do a whole lot of that? And I don't, no, our demographics here in Middle Tennessee probably doesn't have a ton of people who are out there buying second homes.
Yes. We do deal with that. You know, secondary homes, if it's just going to be something that's for you, that's a very easy thing to do. Now, say you're buying one in Florida at the, in the, on the beach, you'll probably have to find an agent in Florida, you know, just because you have to insure it with someone who is licensed to do business in that state. But say, you know, Alabama or Georgia, we could help you. But Florida, something like that, it'd be off limits. But if you're doing like a vacation rental in Gatlinburg, that you are going to be there some of the time, but you're Airbnb-ing the rest of the time and letting, you know, try to make some money on it, we can do that as well. That's not an, not an option or not an issue that it once was.
Last time I was in your office, you mentioned something about Airbnb. When you brought it up a second ago, that made me think of it. Did you find out something new about insuring these part-time rental property types, these Airbnb type arrangements?
There is now a solid program out there that we have access to that is a tailored product for those specific risks. Typically, your landlord policy or your homeowner's policy will not allow that type of exposure, but this policy is specifically designed for that type of exposure. And so, yeah, it's no longer an issue that it used to be.
It's kind of a funny name, Airbnb, but it's How will we explain what it is for those
short-term vacation rental or a short-term rental or someplace you're renting?
So you can travel to New York and somebody's renting out their home or their property Airbnb. You stay for a week.
You can stay for a week.
You live in a residence.
Stay for a night. A lot of them have minimums, you know.
In lieu of a hotel.
In lieu of a hotel. You'd have a whole residence or a private room or however you'd want to see it.
So that's very much different than having a rental property that you're solely renting to a tenant, a long-term tenant.
Sure, 12-month lease, things like that. That's a totally different animal.
And insuring those two are different.
Insuring them are very, very different, both just as easy, you know, on my end.
I referred someone over to you yesterday. They had the limits was okay. It's rarely that I see someone that has great limits. He had $500,000 liability on his home or his auto across the board because his umbrella
required it.
And he did that because of rental property. So going off the Airbnb, I would assume that the risk involved with being a long-term landlord and having long-term tenants is the same for the Airbnb. You have some liability there.
Absolutely. There is some liability there. You know, your landlord policies come with a certain different levels of liability. The Airbnb, that tailored product, actually provides $1 million in liability with its policy right off the bat per occurrence and $2 million aggregate. So it's a very solid policy on that end.
Risk management, life insurance planning, long-term disability insurance planning, liability, home, auto, long-term care, cash reserve / emergency fund, all part of a sound financial plan. Not that fun and sexy to talk about, but a vital part of a comprehensive financial plan for you. If you want to jump in with questions, comments about anything regarding personal finance, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. We're taking a break. Be back with you in a moment. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Okay, folks, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. If you were my client or a loved one, I would never let you get your wills done online. This is truly a case of where you only get what you pay for, and those you leave behind will be the ones to pay the price. Go see estate planning attorney John Baker today by calling 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com. Again, that's 896-5621 or bakercounsel.com. Get the expert estate planning advice you need today.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. JasonQuallsCFP.com is my web address. I'm with Mike Conley of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, my independent home and auto insurance agency right here in Rutherford County. Get to the deal in the week in a moment. Something kind of popped in my head. The Federal Reserve and interest rates left unchanged. Does that spark any political thing with you? You know, before when Obama was in office, they stopped doing things right before the election. They started raising them, or thought they were going to raise them. They've been claiming they're going to do something, but I think they've had one change.
Yeah, it was like a quarter point change, yeah, or something like that. I just don't know that they're in a position to do a whole lot. I think it's a tenuous situation to where if they start raising these rates lockstep, the economy's probably going to take a little bit of a shrink.
And I haven't looked at the new Fed report. I'm kind of grazing through it right here. But they've claimed, going back a year or two, as soon as unemployment got under whatever it was, 6% or 5%, their target, and inflation got over 2%, then they were going to start raising rates. I thought we were there.
I thought we were there too, but, I mean, at some point we're going to have to, because they just can't stay like this forever.
But rates have bumped. I know mortgages, you know, when we had the election, bonds kind of went through their turmoil. They've kind of bounced back a little bit. But bond prices fell, which means drives interest rate prices up. That affects everything from your mortgage rate, your car rate, your credit card rates, anything new coming out in the interest rate environment. But that was more of a speculative market. It wasn't the Fed did anything special. It's just that rates went up as far as the overall market. The 10-year bond is a big driver of mortgage interest rates and a lot of other things as well.
I think they were just kind of watching. I don't know. You know, I'm not an expert by any means, but I think they've been just watching that Dow climb, and they've just been leaving it alone.
Trump train.
They've been riding the train.
Now, the Dow did cross 20,000. It's not there anymore. You being in kind of the middle of the two political parties, as far as not being affiliated with either one, Republican or Democrat.
Right.
What is your view on what has happened with the investing markets since Trump won the election? We had that scare on election night. Dow dropped 400 or whatever it was. But since then, basically been an uphill climb.
Yeah. I mean, you probably should have got in when he got elected. I mean,
and a lot of fools jumped out because they were scared.
Well, I mean, if there was ever going to be a pro-business person in the White House, I'd say it's now. Just from a general, you know,
and that has to be the center around this optimism, because
I would certainly
the
think
economy
so.
Really hasn't changed in a month.
Yeah, well, and it's
but the market has changed a lot in a month.
It's optimism, I think, for American industry, right or wrong. You know, I don't know which, if it's well founded or if it's a fool's errand. I don't know.
Boy, does he piss a lot of people off.
God. He makes me cringe, and it takes a lot to make me cringe.
Does he really? Just because he's the stupid stuff he says?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The guy's on Twitter too much, for one. He's the president of the United States. Stay off Twitter.
But see, I think that's kind of hypocrisy on some level. Because if me or you were to get elected, we'd want to say all this stuff that he's saying.
Sure,
similar,
but you're
stuff,
held to a higher stuff. Standard. By the American people, you're held to a higher standard.
See, I see that. I see that point. I totally get it. And it is shocking because we've never seen a president just be this off the cuff before.
You're a statesman. You're supposed to be.
But my issue is, if you're already thinking it and just not saying it, I'd rather you just freaking said it.
Now, I mean, I can understand that to a point.
Because if the politician is thinking it, but he tells you some BS story, and Obama was great at this, that he, you know, what he really, his real agenda, he never would say out loud.
Right.
And that just, you had to kind of read through the fine print.
Sometimes I just think it's easy. There's two or three different ways to say things, and he always tends to pick ones that are the most inflammatory. Yes, yes.
Well, I'm not a big fan of tact. I actually hate people who are tactful. Just tell it like it is, man.
Yeah. I mean, we could go with alternative facts. He said build the wall or
– alternative facts.
Improve border security. Which one of those sounds better? Build the wall. Improve border security. You could build this wall while under the guise of improved border security, and the backlash wouldn't have been there. Now, do I kind of commend him for just saying what, like you said, what he's thinking?
For thinking it, okay. Well, don't sugarcoat it.
But just have some kind of filter.
And well, that was the thing that Obama was great at. You know, he'd talk about wanting to redistribute wealth. He wouldn't say that, hey, I want to take from the rich and give it to people who don't work. He would say it in a way that the common man wouldn't really know what the hell he was talking about. He'd be like, I'm for Obama. Why? He wants to take more money from the people who earned it and give it to people who sat on their butt all day. That's not what he said. Yeah, that's what he meant.
I mean, yes, there's tactful ways to say things.
That's too tactful, though.
Yes, it's alternative facts, whichever way you want them to go. I mean, heck, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Obama ban refugees for 6 months from somewhere? At some point, I could be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure he did at some point.
I want to get it. I'm not a big political person.
Me neither.
I try not to follow it because it's since the Hillary Trump election process, I'm just burnt out. But why are some people so pissed off that we are? He wants to change immigration and basically just let's put everything on hold for a while. Is there something that I don't know? Like people want to come here and kill us. We know that. So we have to do something to prevent those people from coming in. So why are people? Why do they care so much about people who aren't even citizens?
Well, there's no easy way to do anything like this. Somebody's going to get caught up in it, right or wrong.
Is it just bleeding hearts? Like
I don't know. I just know that this is never easy. There's not an easy way to do it. And
but if I want to go to France and become a citizen, I'm sure they got some kind of process.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't expect for them just to let me the freak in and do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Why do some Americans feel like that's how we should treat the rest of the world?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that their point of view? Maybe I'm misunderstanding the point.
I think a lot of it may be, I don't know, maybe naivety, just a lack of understanding of how it actually works. I understand that people are desperate to get here. And I understand that, you know, maybe they're in great need to do so.
And people feel like we should help them. We have the ability. We should help them. We should not prevent them.
I agree, you know, that we do need to help. Yeah, we do need to help. But there has to be ways to go about
it. A safe way to do
it. Yes,
a smart way.
I mean,
I read somebody's Facebook post the other day. It's like, you lock your doors, don't you? You don't just let anyone in your home because you're trying to protect the ones that you love. Same principle could be applied to immigration.
Yeah.
If you're the president and you love the American people in the country, then we can't just let anybody come and go as they please.
Yeah, I heard a very similar sentiment. It was something to the effect of, I don't lock my doors at night because I hate the people outside.
Right.
I lock them because I love the people inside.
That was exactly what I read.
You know, so it's and I get it. You know
so
what
people
I mean?
Think that you want to shut down immigration until we get a more fine-tuned process. People view that as hate.
Yes, they do. Now, and if you go back and read the executive order, I actually posted to my Facebook a link to whitehouse.gov where you can read the executive orders verbatim, because when you get them through filters such as certain news medias and places like that, you end up with a skewed sense of what exactly it says. So I encourage anyone.
But is
that,
it based in hate?
No.
Why do people think we won't let somebody else in this country for safety reasons? That's hate.
I mean, good question. Good question.
That's just beyond me. Yeah. People get so worked up in their panties in a wad over the simplest stuff to me.
Yeah. There's no easy way to do this. And this is the course that our president has decided to take. Whether I agree with it or don't agree with it, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. If you want to protest it, I feel free. But don't – you know, civil disobedience does have the word civil in front of it. So do it peacefully. Do it quietly. Do it, you know, in a way that's going to – show that you care without infringing upon other people's rights.
All right, we'll continue this discussion. If you want to jump in, questions, comments, financialcoachingradio.com. Click email the show. I'm Jason Qual, certified financial planner. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Back with you in a moment.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio. No books to sell, no seminar tickets to peddle, certainly not pushing any financial products. We'll leave that to the other guys. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Jason Qualls, CFP.com is my web address. In the house is Mike Connolly of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, my independent agent. Shop your home and auto and life insurance with an independent agent because they can look at and price multiple companies. It's a big competitive advantage for you guys in my mind. It's kind of like the political debate we just had. Some things just don't make sense. We got to accept that.
No, and you know,
and the insurance side's the same to me. It's like, why would anyone choose to work with a captive agent? I can't understand why. If my friend was a captive agent, I would say, look, dude, I ain't doing business with you until you move, until you change the way you do business.
Yeah, it does give us a fairly distinct competitive advantage. We have multiple carriers that can shop you at the same time and give you the best one that fits for what you got going on.
The biggest concern that I have with someone shopping with an independent agent is they're fearful that the company that they are quoted is not as upstanding as the household names that advertise on TV. That is their biggest fear. They get online and start reading reviews, and it doesn't matter what you're trying to read reviews on. Everybody's got a bad opinion about everything.
And if you
find somebody has posted it online,
and 10 people will post that online, and one people will post the good thing they have. So most of the time, you're only going to find the bad things online.
And people do that research, and I know they come to you and ask you, what is your typical response when it says, hey, this company has a bad review from this one person. How does this compare to the Allstates, the Nationwides, whatever?
A lot of times I'll refer them out to go look at those carriers that when they – or whoever they are with
at
the moment.
Do they have bad reviews too?
Yeah. Well, I'll say whoever you're with, make sure you do a search on them and find what you can find on them. Then it's an even playing field at that point. Not that any carrier – you're not going to find a carrier out there that doesn't have bad reviews on the internet. Just because
insurance companies just piss people off.
Well, people go into a lot of times with insurance. It's a very emotional situation oftentimes. And oftentimes they have a preconceived notion of how it's supposed to go based on prior experience, based on just how they think it is. So oftentimes there's a miscommunication there if there's going to be a problem in the claims process. We probably insure 2,500, 3,000 households here in Rutherford County or in Middle Tennessee. We see very, very few issues with claims.
So last let's answer the question. Have you had any issues where a carrier didn't do what they were supposed to do of the companies you represent?
No, not one time.
Not one time.
Not one time. Have we had issues during the claims process?
Yeah, just questions,
yes.
Trying to get
concerns, miscommunications, things of that nature. Yes. At the end of the day, no. We've never had a carrier not do what they were supposed
to do. That's what I tell people, is that y'all wouldn't sell them and put your reputation on the line if they didn't follow through.
Right. It wouldn't.
Because you wouldn't be in business very long.
It wouldn't take long before you we're like, nope, we're not doing business with you anymore.
So that's why I have the opinion, as long as the company's A-rated, I don't care. As long as it's cheap and A-rated, I'm going with that company.
Yeah.
And I'll switch every freaking year if I got to.
Yeah, I think we've moved you the last couple, if I'm not mistaken.
I did go 2 years without switching.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to kind of help you see what options you have, see what fits you best for your situation in life at the time, and then just help you on down the road. You know, when time comes, things do need to change. You decide, hey, you know what, on a whim one day, I bought 50 acres of land out here. I need coverage for that. Well, you know, your current carrier might say, hey, we're not real keen on that. Well, if you're with a captive agent, then you'd be done. But if you're with an independent, he can say, okay, hey, let's take a look over here and see what else we can find for you.
Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, MIDTNINSGroup.com, or phone call 898-0053, 898-0053. May come back to the political discussion, because it's been a while since you kind of have discussed these political issues. And we rile people up. Today, I think we kept it kind of civil.
We have, because last time.
What do you think about Obamacare? Well, last time we really got some feedback from the listeners, it was an Obamacare show. Is the guys that called in and said, hey, I'm uninsurable. This is the only place I can get insurance. I'm thankful. And we took the stand. Well, it's still a government handout because your premium subsidy is coming from someone else who paid a higher premium.
Absolutely.
You can't dispute that. Everybody thought it was working well. And then we had – and here in Middle Tennessee, major insurance company, Blue Cross Blue Shield, drops out. People's in premiums go from, say, $500 to $1,000 a month that aren't getting the subsidy, which is the government handout. That's where we are today. It turned out that we were right.
I know it did suck. Yeah. Well, I know people that pay as much for their health care for their family per month as they do on their house. Let me repeat that. As much as their house for health care.
It's nuts.
That's crazy.
And
that's
before
absolutely
Obamacare,
insane.
They weren't.
Now, am I saying that it's right? No. Am I saying that there needs to be some kind of system to kind of regulate that? Those costs, because they can't keep going in that direction? Absolutely. But
have you looked at – have you guys got any questions about the – I know you don't do a ton of health insurance, but the MediShare, the health share stuff, are you familiar with that?
No.
It's loosely faith-based organizations. And back when Obamacare passed, they allowed Christian groups to kind of form and basically share medical costs. So think of it as a shared medical insurance.
Okay.
They've been working well. It's a third of the cost of Obamacare. Worked perfectly. A lot of people are, and it's, you don't have to pay the penalty. It's you're
it's open enrollment.
Yep.
If you need a doctor, if you need the insurance, you just go join. It's kind of like a group plan for life at work, right?
Yeah, very much so.
You know,
if you have a claim, it's shared by all the members. It's not some big company paying a premium. So all the premiums come into the MediShare company, or the health share company, and they're kind of just pooled. And if one member has a claim,
they pay it out of that money.
Yeah. You know, it's still separate.
And the next year, if there's a shortfall, they adjust
rates. Your account is still
separate,
but if somebody else needs it, they use your account. And then if yours is low and you have to have health care, then somebody else will pay for yours.
And I'm assuming at the end of the year, if there's a shortfall, next year's rates get adjusted to cover and so on and so forth.
I would assume.
You know,
they haven't had a shortfall, but yeah. It's going to be working.
Sounds like a plan to me.
But
I mean, if
check
it works.
Check it out. If you have high Obamacare premiums, check out the health shares, MediShare, Liberty Share. Those are two. There's another one, two or three other ones out there that are great, great reviews. They are loosely faith-based. You do have to have some lifestyle changes or live. You know, got to exercise, can't be a heavy smoker, heavy drinker, that kind of thing.
Right.
You got to live somewhat of a Christian life.
I'm going to check that out just because for my own knowledge.
Can't be sleeping around, knocking up five different women there on cover of maternity.
Right. Well, if they're faith-based, they're not going to put up with that anyway.
Right, that's exactly why. Check it out. All right, we got to close this segment with the deal of the week. This is real deal, the real-life examples where Middle Tennessee Insurance Group saves listeners hundreds, if not thousands.
We had an individual this week call a small HVAC contractor out of Tullahoma. So to just give you a little bit of the range of how far our reach goes on this show. He just wanted to check his general liability and his commercial auto. Say, hey, man, I've been with this company for quite a few years. I think I'm paying too much. See what you can do for me. Currently, he was paying a total of $4,822 for general liability and commercial auto.
So he's a business owner.
Business owner, small business owner. So we took a look at those same two policies. I was able to save him $1,326 annually, reducing his cost to a total of $3,496 for the general liability.
Same coverage. He didn't drop his coverage.
No coverage changes. I actually improved on the auto because on his current auto, he had no UM coverage whatsoever on the commercial auto.
Uninsured motors.
None whatsoever. So I was able to add that and still save him over $1,300.
$1,300 a year. I bet y'all are best friends now.
I'll be honest. This one is so new, so fresh off the presses. He has not gotten back with me yet on his ultimate decision.
Gotta be thrilled.
I would say so.
If you get over $500 in savings on home, auto, or business, that's big time.
Sure. Yeah, I spoke with him last night, and he seemed pretty excited. He wanted to review it today, so we should find out this evening or tomorrow.
or as I said earlier in the show, risk management, insurance planning, life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, home, auto, renter's insurance, long-term care, all part of the foundation of your comprehensive financial plan. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group can help with the home, auto, life, and business side of that. MIDTNINSGroup.com or the phone number. What is that number?
615-898-0053. That's probably the best way to get hold of an actual live person and have a little chat.
Local office right here in Rutherford County. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks, sir. Have a good one.
All right, Financial Coaching Radio taking our last break of the day. If you want to jump in with a comment, a question, whatever you got, click email the show, financialcoachingradio.com, or text 615-893-1450. Back with you in a moment. I'm Jason Qual, Certified Financial Planner. See you in a moment.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tuther O'Helen Welch, CPAs, at 848-1072. Tuther O'Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio with you every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock right here on WGNS online anytime at financialcoachingradio.com. Clicking on archives, the archives tabs at financialcoachingradio.com will get you all the podcasts for a couple of years. We talk about stuff on this show no one's touching. Because we don't baby step you to death. We don't one size fits all you to death. And we don't sell books or financial products. It's not what we do on this show. So if you missed a part of today's show, or it'll be on the podcast soon, or if there's a past show, you're just like, hey, I'm enjoying Financial Coaching Radio. I want to learn more about this type of real financial planning. Go to the website, click archives at financialcoachingradio.com. If you're looking to learn more about specifically fee-only financial planning. That's where your advisor doesn't get paid by anyone but you. No commissions, no kickbacks, no trips to win, no bonuses, no underhandedness, no conflicts of interest. Go to JasonQualsCFP.com. JasonQualsCFP.com. Doesn't have to be me, but I highly recommend you get a second opinion from an independent, fee-only certified financial planner. Independent means they work for you, not the bank, not the insurance company, not the investment firm. Fee only means they don't take commissions or kickbacks. And certified financial planner, top designation in the business. So check out JasonQualsCFP.com. All right, I'm out of here for today. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. See you then.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.